Welcome. Welcome to the Soul Magic Podcast, and I'm your host, Jillian White, your soulful witch. After many moons of teaching in the spiritual realm, I've observed people moving through life on autopilot, missing the gifts, merely existing instead of truly living. My intention with this podcast is to help you hear the whispers of your soul and to trust the messages from the stars. Together, let's walk with intention of inviting magic into our lives and to awaken the spark within our souls. Well, hello, welcome. Thank you for being here. I really appreciate you joining me. Today, we're going to talk about Beltane. It's a significant turning point in the wheel of the year that marks the beginning of summer, and we are here for this. I am excited because I live in Alberta, and you know, spring tends to come a little bit later for us, so it's always a welcome time of the year. So we're going to explore the magic and meaning of the sacred festival. Beltane brings a lot of promise, joy, and new beginnings. It marks the midpoint between spring and summer. It's a time to embrace joy, love, and the union of divine energies. Basically, it's just a lot of fun. Lighten up. So imagine this. Bonfires blazing atop of hills within sacred groves, casting their warm glow as bards are strumming their lyres and priestesses prepare offerings for the sacred union. In village squares, maypoles stand tall, adorned with ribbons by dancing maidens. Meanwhile, in the whispering forest, lovers stroll hand in hand, intoxicated by the pulse of desire. Beltane, the festival of fire and fertility, arrives once more, igniting the senses and heralding a month of enchantment. It's a wonderful time of year. I love this. It's probably one of my favorites, next to Samhain. Because they have actually very similar energies, all about play, the veil's thin, the spirits come alive. And also Beltane and Samhain are two very important festivals that stand at pillars on the Celtic wheel of the year. So they're on direct opposite sides of the wheel, and they mark the beginning of summer and winter. So fun times. Now, as April comes to an end, the earth is quickening and the air crackles with possibility. Beltane is a time when the veil between worlds is thin and magic thrums in every heartbeat. Hand fasting ceremonies unite lovers in a fiery leap over flames, pledging their devotion for a year and a day. Human sexuality and sensuality were unabashedly honored and celebrated as a natural expression of love and life. Beltane is known to be time for the fae, the fairies, and one of the stories is of the Tuatha De Danann, and I'm sorry, I'm sure I'm butchering it, but they are one of the mythological races of Ireland, and they had graced the shores of the Irish Isles, and they are the descendants of Danu, the revered mother goddess, nature goddess, and the queen of the fae. The Tuatha De Danann eventually ventured into the depths of the forest and underground caves, and they transformed into the legendary elves or fae of today's lore. Known as the Sidhe or the people of the mound, who were sent off to live beneath the earth's surface. From their underground palaces and cities, they would occasionally emerge to interact with mortals, engaging in shenanigans such as switching mortal children with fairy children or granting wishes. The Sidhe, also known as the fairy folk or little people, continued to populate Ireland, practicing magic and mischief in their glittering kingdoms within the fairy mounds that adorn the Emerald Isles landscape. It's important to note that the fae span all of nature. All of nature. That means all countries and continents. And if you really look into the lore of many different cultures and places, you'll find depictions of the fae. So these ancient spirits tend to stir around this time of year, stir from their slumber, eager to frolic under the moon's gentle gaze. However, a word of caution is warranted. They delight in mischief. To placate these mischievous fairies, consider offering plates laden with sweet treats, milk, honey. After all, a little sweetness goes a long way in appeasing the whims of the fae. Beltane is a powerful time of the year to get very clear on your dreams and your goals. You can harness its manifesting energy. It's a creative phase in the wheel of the year. For my spell work, manifesting work, I use a planting cycle that consists of the five elements represented in the pentagram: air, fire, water, earth, and spirit. This cycle helps me manifest my heart's desires. Make yourself a power spot. Bring your spoon and cooking pot. Bring air, bring fire, bring water, bring earth. And you, a new universe, you will birth. This is so. So it goes like this. We start with earth, the seed of intention. Just as a seed is planted in the earth, the spell begins with a clear intention planted in the fertile soil of one's consciousness. This is a foundation upon which the spell will grow and manifest. The earth element represents grounding, stability, and manifestation. By anchoring the intention firmly into the physical realm, you set the stage for the spell to take root and flourish. Then we move to air. This is nurturing ideas and visualization. So as the seed begins to germinate, you nurture it with the element of air, which represents intellect, communication, and visualization. Through meditation and visualization and that focused thought, you breathe life into the intention, allowing it to take shape and form in the mind's eye. Clarity of thought and visualization are essential for channeling the energy of the spell and directing it towards the desired outcome. Then fire, passion, action. With an intention firmly established and visualized, you ignite the element of fire to fuel the spell with your passion, your energy, and with action. Fire represents transformation, willpower, and the driving force behind the manifestation. So you would take inspired action by performing spells, rituals. You'll engage in activities that align with the intention and propel it forward. Fire cleanses and purifies, burning away any obstacles or barriers that may hinder the spell's effectiveness. Then you need water. You're embracing your emotions and you go with the flow. As the spell continues to grow and evolve, the element of water comes into play, representing emotions, intuition, and the subconscious mind. Water flows freely, adapting to the path of least resistance. You will connect with emotional energy behind the attention, so allowing feelings of joy, gratitude, love to permeate the spell. You have to feel it. Become it. Embracing the ebb and flow of emotions, attuning to your intuitive guidance, it will direct the spell towards its intended destination. And then spirit, aligning with the divine will. Finally, you'll call upon the element of spirit to infuse the spell with divine energy, wisdom, and alignment with the universal consciousness. Spirit transcends the physical elements and serves as a guiding force that orchestrates the manifestation process. Through connecting the higher realms, prayer, you align your will with a greater divine plan, surrendering to the flow of energy and trusting in the universe to bring about the desired outcome. So to ensure your spell or ritual work is successful and your intentions are manifested into reality, it's important to harmonize earth, air, fire, water, and spirit. Keep this in mind as you weave your spells and dream of what your heart desires. Only then will your work take root, blossom, and bear fruit. So here are some suggestions for lovely rituals to do during this time of year. You may want to adorn yourself with a wreath of flowers or delicately placed floral accessories in your hair, symbolizing your connection to nature's beauty. Craft miniature fairy gardens or whimsical furniture for your windowsill, inviting the fae folk to dance and play in your home. Remember your firm boundaries, though. You may want to illuminate your home with a flicker of a silver candle for the goddess and a golden candle for the god, honoring their divine presence. This is a wonderful addition to your working altar. How about indulging an ancient tradition of baking honey bread? And remember, you can leave a sweet offering outside for the fae to enjoy. Fill your home with fragrance and vibrancy of fresh flowers. Yes, even the misunderstood dandelions invoke the essence of Beltane's fertility and abundance through flowers. Prepare for the planting season by starting seeds indoors, ready to nurture and cultivate new life after the last frost. And those seeds can symbolize your dreams. So when you're planting them, really visualize what you're calling into your life. You may want to plant herbs, particularly mint or mugwort. I just planted some mugwort. I'm so excited for that. To enhance your physical abilities and facilitate lucid dreaming. How about celebrating with a feast featuring breads, grains, wine, cider, ale, anything beautiful and abundant, and share it with others? How about craft your own maypole and dance joyously around it, weaving colorful ribbons and sharing wishes for blessings and prosperity? Just have fun. And you can embrace the tradition of leaping over a flame carefully. It can even be a little tea light candle, declaring your love for someone for a year and a day. I don't know what happens after the year and a day. I guess you can move on to the next. It's a trial period, I suppose. And remember, this someone can always be yourself. Embracing the power of self-love and empowerment. That is the most powerful spell yet. As our journey through the chanting realms of Beltane draws to a close, let us take a moment to reflect on the magic and meaning we've encountered. Beltane, the turning point that ushers in the warmth and energy of summer, invites us to embrace joy, love, and union of divine energies, from bonfires ablaze atop hills, to maypoles adorned with ribbons by dancing maidens. The spirit of Beltane ignites our senses and fills our hearts with wonder. As we honor the ancient traditions and myths surrounding the sacred time, let us also remember the wisdom of using earth, air, fire, water, and spirit in our spell work and rituals. So as you weave your spells and dream of what calls to your heart, may you be filled with enchantment and possibility of Beltane. And as you embark on your journey forward, may the magic of this sacred season continue to guide and inspire you now and always. And let's remember, Beltane is a feast of bread, milk, and lovemaking. It can't get any better than that. We're blessings around for all living things. May Day, Fairy Day, the names may change, but the magic remains. Embrace your own inner enchantment and join in celebrating the joy, color, and hope of Beltane. I thank the Goddess of Spring for the guidance and love and support. I honor these gifts poised between earth and sky, moon and sun. Now our magic has begun. So be it, and so it is. Thank you for joining me, my magical friends. Our circle is open, but unbroken. Merry meet, merry part, merry meet again. Blessed be.